Sylvain?
Good morning.
Sylvain, you're not connected on Podbean. Okay, now you're on.
Oh, all right. Good morning, everyone. Okay, everything is, Okay, everything is perfect now. All right. So good morning, everyone. I am with Jean-Philippe today. So we're going to talk about developing the leader within you 2.0 from John Maxwell. And we are at the chapter 7. Chapter 7, it's to be a servant leader. And we talked last week about question that we have to ask ourselves to evaluate our and to help us to be a good servant leader. And question to help you to serve your people better. So we are at the question number 4. So the question is the evaluation question. How will I know that I am a serving people? I am serving people well. So as you know, John Maxwell is a prolific writer. Last week we heard that John Maxwell, he has like an assistant and he always work the content, okay, but he needs someone to help him to write the book. And when he is good with that, it's because he serve well the guy who's writing the book, because he give him all the tool that he needs. So he ask herself, what can I do for people to help them? Okay, to help them to help me. Okay, so that was the question number 3. So today we're gonna talk about the evaluation question. So it's, how will I know that I am serving well people? So people from exterior, when they see a leader, okay, or an organization, so they know sometimes when the company is good. Have you been to, let's say, a place and you see the people, the worker, okay, they are good, okay? They seems to like their job. They seems very, they smile, okay? They are perfect with the people. So when, let's say, when you go to Disney, I heard a lot of people, they say, oh my God, I love people at Disney, they are friendly, they seem to like their job. Yes, because, you know, they serve well their people. So when we are at Leidiama, it's the same, okay? So when people come for the first time at Leidiama, they see how the energy, okay? They see, oh my God, there's so much energy. When they talk about with the leader, okay, they see that they adhere to the vision, to the leader, to Maria, okay? So when we are at the Jubilee, okay, so we walk in the hallway and people, they watch us, they look at us and they say, oh my God, yes, you are a diamond, huh? They even don't talk to us, but just the way we walk, the way we dress, the way we shine, okay? So they know we are Leidiama, okay? When you are, when you look, let's say, at a training, okay, and you see how people give for that training, okay? Let's say when we ask Jean-Philippe to do something, we have some expectation, but he surpass expectation, okay? So we say, oh my God, that's so good. So that's a indicator that leader, okay, and all the people at this organization, they are working and to serve others, okay? So those are signs that it's working, okay? But how do the leaders know they are serving well their people, okay? So it's not a mystery, okay? They have, if they want to establish their leadership, they have to first ask question to the people. And number 2, they have to set expectation, okay? So we always say you have to know before you give direction, okay? It's important to know your people who you are serving. So when you ask a question, as you know, we talk about that at the beginning of the podcast, because leaders, if we want to establish our leadership, it's important to build relationship, okay, with people. Okay, so if I am a position leader, okay, that means I have a title, I am the boss, so you have to listen to me. That's not leadership, okay, it's a position. But when you want to increase your level of leadership, you have to know your people. So this is essential to ask questions. So how are they feeling in that company? Okay, what is their dream? Okay, what how it's working at home? Okay, do they have an issue in their work? Okay, how can I help you? Okay, what do you want? What would you like the company do for you? Okay, so it's important to know your people, because if you want to know that, if you don't know them, you cannot guide them well. So today I'm going to tell you a story about Maria, because when was the first time she talked about that, I say, oh my God, this is good. Okay, so Maria, she was a director like us, okay, and they took her Topperelli Diamant, and they say, okay, we have a franchise for you. Okay, you have to be married with your husband, and you're going to have your franchise. So she have the first franchise, and then they say, okay, we are going to move you to all, to close to Ottawa. So she opened that franchise. So nobody was new Maria. Okay, yes, they knew their reputation because she was number one, but they never met her. And at the first meeting, she said, there's 75 people in the room, and I was talking, and some of them are sleeping, and I say, okay, it's okay. And after that, she say, okay, I have to build relationship. If I want to them to adhere to my vision, if I want to guide them to succeed, I need to build that relationship. So she said, you know what? What I was doing, I was smoking cigarettes and I was walking with them, okay, around the block, and I was asking questions about their family. So she was trying to know them, okay? So during 6 months, this is the only thing she was doing, smoking and walking and taking coffee and just to know them, okay? When you build that relationship, so after 6 months, now she can start to give her vision and, give them direction if they want to, let's say, be a better, to increase their title, and if they want to pass to the other level. So this is why you have to take your time and ask question. And after that, when you ask question and you know them, so you're gonna set expectation with them. And Jean-Philippe, you are going to let us know how we can set expectation with our team.
Yes, exactly. So how to set expectation, like there is three, it is done in three times. So there is the before, there is the moment where you share your expectation, and there is the follow-up. So we need to understand how can we be sure that when we talk with our people in many meetings or different occasions, that we have the possibility to share it clearly. So the before you met your team, there is two important elements. First, you need to be clear with yourself, which is be sure that you know what are exactly your goals. So what do you want to achieve? What is that vision that you have for your life, for that with that opportunity that you are in? So we are in an MLM. So what is that opportunity that you want to share with people, that you want to inspire them, you want to give them hope? So if you are clear with yourself, with your dream board, with all of those elements that we are working, okay, when those are really clear, this is the first step. The second element that is very important before you met your people, it's to be sure that you're able to connect with the why, okay? So what it is really important is people want to know why and how they can contribute to the team or the company's goal. So if they know why they do it, they will find something interesting and they will find something that has value for them. So for many companies, companies are selling cosmetic, companies are selling like shake, protein shake, like companies are selling a plastic product. But it's not about selling a plastic product. It's about how you can help people gain back the control of their kitchen. It's how you can help people being healthy. It's how you can help people feeling pretty, feeling like feeling with confidence. So when you're able to transmit and translate that mission and that why, people will easily adhere to what you're saying. So when that is clear, you can get to the next part, that is communicating with your team. So you need to use clear and concise language. Don't try to make it too beautiful and using complicated words or vocabulary. You need to keep it simple. Okay, you know that expression, KISS, keep it simple, stupid. Okay, this is the thing here. Keep it simple. So people need to be able to say that mission, say those goals in just a few words. And what it is really important is, do you need to have a communication system? So how many times can you translate and say those expectations, those mission, those goals, do you only speak to your team once a week, or do you have many moments? Do you have live? Do you have meetings? So what are those moments, and how many times can you be sure that you can translate that and transpose that to them? What it is important is, when you communicate your expectation, you need to focus on the result, which means that your mission, your goals need to be smart. So people need to be sure they know what it is specific, how it's measurable, how it's ambitious, but also what is the time bound, okay? How can they be assured that they understand when it needs to be accomplished? It is really important, when you communicate your expectation, that you use example and you provide context. So when you are in a company, so for us, like many of people that are listening or watching are part of our MLM at TopAware, obviously, when we state our mission, when we state our goal, when we set expectation, it's about the action they are doing in that context of the business. So always be sure that the example you're giving are part of your story, are part of example that other people in success in the business have lived, so you can bring that to them, so they will be inspired by that. And what it is really important is, when you communicate your expectation, Sylvain just said, yes, you need to ask questions first, but the question, the element of asking question, needs to be present all the time. So here, if it's not clear, they need to be comfortable asking you, I'm not understanding your expectation. I don't understand that goal. How can I get myself into that? So really, really important to make it a two-way conversation, so people can ask questions and you can bring some specifications, some clarity, so you are all on the same page. Then finally, when you have communicated that those expectations, it's not, oh, it's done, it's finished, it will be accomplished by itself. No, you need to make what we call a follow-up. So first of all, the follow-up is what you just said, that mission, those goals, are they visual? Like, can we find it somewhere? Okay, can we see it, just to be sure that we keep reminding us what are those expectations. But what it is the most important is actually the follow through, which is where you will provide support for your team, so they will know that you're there for them and that you can answer their question, you can coach them, you can mentor them, you can just be sure that they are not making the same mistake as you, that you can help them with a support system, and be sure that you review the progress with them so they understand where they are at in those expectations, in those goals, and how you can help them. Just be sure that they live passionately the mission that you just stated before. So those are the three the three times where you can expect, you can establish your expectation with people. So as you can see, it starts from you, how you can build with them, and how as a leader, you make the follow-up so you be sure that people stay connected with the mission and also those expectations.
Love it, love it, Jean-Philippe. Thank you so much. So yes, so how you expect, you set expectation. So in the book, John Maxwell, so as you know, he's the writer, he's a motivator, he's a speaker, but he is not in charge of his company. Yes, he is in charge, but he has someone who is the CEO. Okay, so it's Mark. And he said, my CEO always surpass expectation. So he's asked Mark, he said, okay, can you tell me how you always surpass expectation that I have for you? So he gave 5 points. So I want to share with you all those 5 points because it was very interesting. So number one, he said, you know what? If I want to surpass expectation, I need to, you know, breathe your hair. I need to know how you think, how you will react if with problems. So I need to know you. So I need to stay close to the person I am serving, so yourself, so to understand the vision, and he needs to communicate the vision. So when you are bonding with your, let's say your leader, okay? So you know exactly what is the vision, and that way you can clearly tell the vision. So it's like for us, okay, because we are well trained, okay, we know the vision, we are there at the power hour, we are there at director meeting, okay, so we understand what is the vision of the Les Diamants, okay, so now we can express that vision to our customer, to our teammate, okay, so this is how you, first of all, you can surpass expectation. Number two, he say, check if he's on track to serve the company, okay? Check if we are on track to serve the company, okay? Am I, he have expectation for himself, so he is checking, okay, am I doing well, okay? Evaluate his own work. Number three, he asked himself, how can I exceed expectation in for customer? Okay, it's like for us, okay, when we want to exceed expectation. So let's say we are going to tell them that, okay, I have your order is ready, okay, it's going to be shipped, let's say in you're going to receive it 3 weeks, in 3 weeks, okay, and you deliver it in 1 week, okay, they are going to be happy. They say, oh my God, this is so quick, okay. When you people ask you for, let's say, a recipe, you have the answer, you send it, okay, rapidly, okay? So when they have question about how to use the product and you give them example and you ask them, do you need recipe? And you sending a book of recipe. So now you are exceeding expectation for people, okay? So it's important, okay, to always be on top, okay, deliver more, okay? Number four, he said, ask team how they can exceed expectation for their clients, okay? So we should ask for our teammate, how can you surpass you for yourself the expectation for your clients? And number five, he said, take responsibility for delivering what others need and then and give them more, okay? So as a leader, okay, we always have to know what people need, okay? And try to give in advance, okay? Give them what they need, provide them for their success. And that way, the success of them is going to be our success. Because servant leader is, you know, giving the end to others to help them, okay, to climb one step more. And that way, when you give the end and you pull it up, okay, by the same action, you are pulling yourself up. So this is how we are going to be the best servant leader. Okay, so He finished with a great question. He said, if you have to give a report card on how you are serving your people, how would you score yourself? Okay, so we have to evaluate ourselves, how we serve people, and what it's going to be our note. So I love that, the way he explained it. So you can ask to your team how you are serving them, okay? How would you improve, okay? How, in which area are you doing well? So tomorrow we are going to cover more about that. So for today, we are going to finish on that note. So thanks again for joining us. We're gonna see you tomorrow at 8 for the question number 5 that we are going to ask ourselves to serve people better. So it's gonna be the question of the blind spot. All right, so thanks for watching, and we're gonna see you tomorrow. Bye for now.